Today we continue in our exposition of the Lord's teaching in Matthew chapter 10.
今天我们再看主耶稣基督的教训，在马太福音的第十章。Matthew
chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. I trust by now you are aware of the riches of the Lord's teaching.
在现在的时候，我想你哋已经醒觉到主耶稣基督佢嘅教训系几咁丰盛。
In our systematic exposition of the Lord's teaching for over a year and a quarter at least, we have gotten only as far as Matthew chapter 10, such is the richness of the Lord's teaching. In the last 2 weeks, we've been studying the Lord's teaching regarding the cross in the verses immediately previous to these here in Matthew 10.
就在上个星期，我哋都有讲到喺马太福音第十章，系第三十七节、三十八节至到三十九节嘅关于系十字架嘅意义。
And today we then come to verses 40 to 42.
咁喺今日咧，我哋都会继续落去讲40至到42节嘅。
And I ask our brother to read it for us, please, in Cantonese.
咁我哋而家一齐睇马太福音第十章第40节：人接待你们，就是接待我。 接待我，就是接待那差我来的。人因为先知的名接待先知，必得先知所得的赏赐；人因为义人的名接待义人，必得义人所得的赏赐。无论何人，因为门徒的门，只摆一杯凉水，给着小子里的一个看。我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。Now,
what can we learn from these three verses?
咁我哋喺呢三节圣经入边可以学到啲乜嘢咧？
Is there some riches that is important for our life today? Let us look at these words. He who receives you, receives me. Who is the you? Who does he refer to? Is it Christians generally or some kind of special group of Christians? Well, clearly in the first instance, he is referring to his disciples who are listening to him. But who are disciples? Who are disciples today? Who are the people today of whom it can be said, he who receives you, receives me? Who are the disciples in this age? That is why you'll see why we spent time on the last two Sundays speaking about the cross in our lives. For the Lord was already telling us who is the you that he means here. We need look only at the previous verse, where he says only those, and in verse 38, those who take up the cross and follow him. And I trust we are quite clear about what that means now. The you are these people who are totally committed Christians, who, as we saw last week, take up their cross to follow Jesus. Now he says to this kind of person, those who receive you, those who receive this kind of committed Christian, they receive me. And he who receives me, receives him who sent me. And who sent Jesus? Of course, it is God the Father. This means there is a chain in this statement. That is to say, putting it right to the beginning, he who receives you receives the Father. That is to say, the committed Christian is God's representative in the world today. That is an enormous responsibility. Every one of us represents God in this world if you are a committed Christian.
如果你哋係完全奉獻基督徒嘅話，我哋每一個人都係喺呢個世界上面代表咗神。
Unfortunately, even if you just carry the name of Christian, you represent God in the eyes of the non-Christian.
但係另外一點不幸嘅就係，就算你淨係有一個基督徒嘅外表，有基督徒嘅名字，但喺嗰啲未信嘅人心目中，你已經代表咗神。
So let us start from the negative point on this matter, the heavy responsibility of carrying the name of Christian.
所以喺呢方面，我哋喺反面嗰方面嚟睇，就係嗰個背負咗基督呢個名字嘅人。
How many people today refuse to become Christians simply because they remember some Christian they have known that has made a bad impression on them?
今日嘅世代入邊有幾多個人，佢哋唔願意成為一個基督徒，因為佢哋以前係接觸過一啲佢哋表面係基督徒，而其他佢哋所作嘅佢哋唔滿意嘅事。
In other words, the greatest stumbling block to many people in becoming a Christian is the very fact that they know these mediocre, inferior, professing Christians.
所以我哋所話到嘅就係呢啲咁嘅叛腳石，令到人哋唔能夠歸向基督嘅叛腳石，就係最多嘅情形之下，就係嗰啲人表面上背負咗基督徒名字嘅人。
That's why I often say I am so grateful to the communists for coming into China.
所以好多時我都係同你哋講話，我好歡喜，就係嗰共產黨佢嚟到中國大陸入邊。
And many times when I say that, people's eyebrows go up.
但每一次我當我同佢講及嘅時候，佢哋都係好奇怪。
What I mean by that is this: before the communists came.The kind of Christians I saw in church were enough to put me off any time.
我意思即係話，就算共產黨未嚟之前，我睇中國大陸佢嘅教會入邊，佢嗰啲所謂基督徒就已經令到我已經覺得唔高興。
But when the communists came, they left only the true Christians.
但係當共產黨嚟到之後，喺教會入邊所留翻嘅只係嗰啲真實嘅基督徒啦。
And the others had disappeared from the church.
而其他啲係表面上嘅咧，已經係離開咗教會。
And when I saw the true Christians, I said, "That's it. Now I recognize the real thing when I see it."
而喺共產黨嚟咗之後，我睇見嗰啲真基督徒嘅行為嘅時候，我先知道呢啲先至真真正正係神嘅代表。
That was the first step in my coming to the Lord。
而嗰個就係我係信主嘅第一步。
So that's what I mean when I say I'm grateful to the communists for having done this work。
所以呢個就係我自己話我係歡喜共產黨嚟到我中間嘅意思。
The work of purifying the church。
就係令到一個教會係能夠被潔淨出嚟。
The purifying the church of the chaff。The chaff, the wheat.
令到嗰啲係唔中用嘅係被趕去。
Yes, John the Baptist said that when Jesus comes, he will baptize with the Spirit and with fire.
所以施洗約翰佢係講到，當耶穌基督嚟嘅時候，佢係要用火同埋聖靈嚟到施洗。
You're going to be baptized either by the Spirit of God in newness of life, or you're going to be baptized by the fire of God in judgment.
你就係一係咧，就係因神用聖靈嚟到施洗，幫你洗咗，叫你一個新嘅生命，定還是係神喺審判嘅時候用火幫你洗
？And the communists were that fire of judgment that burned up the weeds out of the church in China.
而呢個共產黨佢嚟到中國大陸嘅就係代表咗神佢自己火嘅審判。
And then the true church shone out.
而喺經過呢個審判之後，嗰啲真真正正嘅教會先至能夠成立起嚟。
In the midst of suffering.
而係呢啲咁嘅成立就係喺。痛苦苦難之中能夠成立嘅。
Then you saw what it means for Christians to take up the cross.
喺咁嘅情形之下，你先知道點咩叫做一個基督徒佢係背負自己嘅十字架。
This is the reason I said a moment ago. For us, baptism is a very important matter.
所以就係喺幾刻之前，我同你哋講及就係浸禮係一個好重要嘅事。
Because from that moment on, as it were, you have the right to take the name of Christian in your life.
就係因為喺浸禮之後，你已經有咗呢個權利喺你嘅名喺你自己身上邊係背負咗基督徒嘅名字。
From that moment, all your non-Christian friends look at you and say, "Ah, so that's a Christian."
因為經過浸禮之後，你其他嘅未信嘅主嘅朋友就望住你，話呢個就係基督徒啦。
And they are going to get their idea about what a Christian is by looking at you.
而佢哋就係從你嘅生命之中睇住你，然後得到一個意見，知道乜嘢係基督徒。
Oh, the responsibility is frightful.
所以你知道呢個咁嘅責任係非常之重要。
That means to say, if he or she does not come to the Lord by looking at you, you have got the blood of some soul on your hands.
咁即係話，因為佢哋其他嘅人望見你嘅行為嘅緣故，而唔願意歸向主嘅時候，你嘅手上已經見咗佢哋嘅鮮血。
Some person's responsibility is going to be on your shoulders for that person not coming to the Lord.
而呢一個人佢唔歸向主，佢嘅責任就歸向你嘅身上。
I'd like you to think about that carefully.
所以我就想你喺呢方面嚟到細細思想一下。
That means whether you like it or not, the moment you become a Christian, you become God's representative in your family, among your friends, wherever you go.
所以就係無論你喜唔喜歡，但係當嗰一刻你成為一個基督徒嘅時候，你已經喺其他親戚朋友眼中，你已經成為神嘅代表。
And today when I talk to many people who come to the Lord, I ask them what their experience was in the process of coming to the Lord.
所以而今日當好多人係嚟到主嘅面前嘅時候，我亦都同佢哋提及，問及佢哋有咩經驗令到佢哋嚟到神嘅面前。
And time again in that process, I find that somewhere along the line, what kept them back so long was that there were certain Christians that were a stumbling block to them.
而喺其中好多人都係講及到，當佢哋係未曾遲遲唔肯嚟到主面前嘅時候，就因為中間有好多絆腳石，就有睇到其他人嘅唔好嘅行為。
We be very careful about this fact. The Lord Jesus says, He who receives you receives me, but he who rejects you rejects me.
所以喺呢方面你要特別小心，就係主耶穌亦都同我哋講到話，人接待你就接待我。
But be careful that you correctly represent him.
所以你哋要小心，你哋真係係正正確確咁樣係代表咗神。
This is the reason why we have been speaking about the cross. We have been speaking about the meaning of faith.
所以就係點解我哋係以前有提及十字架同埋信心嘅意義。
This is why so often on Sundays I'm expounding to you what it means to be a true Christian.
所以點解喺咁多個主日我都同你講過乜嘢先至係成為一個真正嘅基督徒。
For not only your salvation is involved.
因為唔單止係你自己個人嘅救恩係有關係。
But somebody else's salvation may be involved.
而人哋其他嘅人嘅救恩亦都係有關係。
That is whether that person comes to the Lord or not may depend wholly on you.
可能因為嗰個人係嚟唔嚟到神嘅面前係完全決定喺你自己身上都未定。
Because they don't know any other Christian but you.
因為佢哋唔識其他嘅基督徒，只係識你一個。
And they are looking at you.
而佢哋係望住你。
And it's no use saying, "Don't look at me. I'm not a very standard Christian." That's no use because people can't help looking at you.
你唔能夠同佢哋講解釋話，你唔好望住我，因為我唔係一個好嘅基督徒啫。
And so many people are saying this. Just look past me. Just look at the next guy. He's better than me.
而好多人都係以個為藉口，唔好望我啦，望下其他啲更加好嗰啲啦咁。
But the Lord puts the responsibility squarely on you.
但係主係將呢個責任係擺正喺你嘅身上。
And so this is the first point that we are Christ's representatives on earth.
所以呢個就係第一點，就係我哋喺世界上就係基督佢自己嘅代表。
Every time you are inclined to say something, remember that what you say is going to be in the eyes of the hearer, representing Jesus.
所以當每一次你講笑話嘅時候，你都要心入邊要記住，就喺不信嘅人嘅眼中嘅時候，你所講嘅就代表咗耶穌基督所講嘅。
If you crack a silly joke, remember that what impression it has on the mind of the non-Christian.
如果你係譬如講一個唔好嘅笑話嘅時候，你要諗住喺一個未信嘅人嘅腦海中有咩嘅印象。
When you are being selfish and grabbing the biggest nice pieces of food in the barbecue, remember that someone may be watching you.
或者你係變得好自私，喺去旅行野餐嘅時候攞啲最大嚿嘅食物嚟到食，你諗住嗰啲人你睇見你嘅時候會點樣諗
？When you are choosing always the tastiest bits, remember, it's making an impression on somebody's mind.
或者你淨係攞嗰啲好食嘅嚟食嘅時候，你會諗到你喺人嘅印象之中係有啲乜嘢嘅印象
？Rather take the cross closer to yourself and leave the juicy bit there.
你唔係攞個十字架嚟到背上，反而你係攞嗰啲係好嘅嚟到做。
For if my eating, the Apostle Paul says, causes someone to stumble, I'd rather not eat it.
所以保罗亦都有咁嘅教训话，如果我吃嘅时候系令到人哋半跌嘅话，我宁愿唔吃。
You see, even it's not all just in the big things that people are watching you. People are watching you in the small things that you do.
所以我哋要知道人哋睇我唔系净系睇大事，好多时系睇我哋嘅小事。
And that's where the trouble is. That's in the small things that we fail.
而呢啲就系嗰个问题啦，就系好多时喺小事上面我哋已经失败。
Haven't you noticed, often observed the brother and sister? It's precisely the small thing that you say, huh, now I can see the selfishness of this character, now I see it.
你有冇好多時都睇其他弟兄姊妹，好多時你都會感覺到，哈，就係因為呢啲細小嘅事上面，我睇得見佢自己嘅自私係顯露咗出嚟。
But if that selfishness is all the time conveying the impression to the non-Christian of what Christ is like, hear me, leave it alone.
就係呢啲咁細小嘅事，如果時時刻都係傳一個信息俾佢哋知道基督原來係咁嘅情之下，可能會令到佢哋係唔願意歸向基督。
Because we are Christ's representatives in the world.
所以我哋要小心，就因為我哋係基督佢自己嘅代表喺呢個世界上面。
If you don't want to be Christ's representatives, don't be baptized.
如果你唔想成為耶穌基督嘅代表，你就唔好係受浸。
Because whether you like it or not, the moment you become a Christian, you carry His name.
所以就係因為無論你中唔中意嘅話，當你受浸之後，你已經係背負咗佢個名。
Just like a wife, that moment she gets married, she takes the name of her husband, whether she likes it or not, she will represent that family because she carries the name of that family.
就好似個婦人一樣，當結婚嘅時候，無論佢喜唔喜歡，佢已經背負咗嗰個家庭嘅名字。
But let us look further into this.
所以我哋亦都再深入睇其他嘅意義。
It means too that we have a decisive place in the salvation of others. Let us take this a little step further. This means if he who receives you receives me, it means he who loves you loves me. That means how they treat you is how they treat me. If they despise you, they despise me. Now remember again, if anybody rejects you, they have rejected Christ. But if they reject you because you are no good, and they have thereby rejected Christ, they have lost their salvation. You have caused them to come to this. But what we see from the second point, not only is that we are his representatives, but we are his representatives because we are inseparably united with him. As I have expounded to those taking baptism, that when you are baptized, you become united with Christ. As the Apostle Paul says many times, we have become one with him. And once we become one with him, then whatever happens to me happens to him. Here is the positive aspect that we need to think about. That is to say, if you are going through suffering or difficulty, he is suffering with you because you are united with him. That is why when the Apostle Paul was Saul, before he became a Christian, persecuted the church, the Lord Jesus said, "Why are you persecuting me?" When you make a Christian suffer, you make Christ suffer. When you make Christ suffer, you make God suffer. This is a unique teaching in the Word of God. What is the unique teaching? The unique teaching of the Bible is that God suffers. And that he suffers with his people. Just as he said to the Israelites in the Old Testament, in all their afflictions, God was afflicted. Now there are many aspects we can develop from this. That is to say, if you are going through a hard time and you are suffering in yourself, don't worry about that. Remember this, that God is suffering with you. You are never alone in your suffering. He understands the problem of your heart. Because your problem is his problem. You mean that much to him. As we saw in an earlier message, that even the hairs of your head are numbered, that is how much you mean to him. But to take this further on, it means this. That in welcoming a disciple, as we saw, we welcome God. But that means to say again, that coming back to this point, that whatever you do is determining somebody else's reaction to God. But we must not think of it purely in the relationship of Christian to non-Christian. But also Christian to Christian. And that means this, that if you make a brother or sister sad, you have made God sad, you have grieved the Spirit of God.
你記住，就係你當你令到另外一個嘅弟兄或者姊妹係憂愁嘅時候，你都等於令到神佢憂愁。
So next time you are doing this to a brother or sister by criticizing him or backbiting him or making him miserable in one way or another, remember this: you are grieving the Spirit of God.
所以記住，當你譬如下一次有咁嘅情形發生，你係令到第二個弟兄姊妹唔開心，或者後後邊批評佢嘅時候，你要諗到你係已經叫緊聖靈擔憂。
It is more than an offense against the other person.
唔止淨係對嗰個人嘅一個反對。
It is an offense against God.That means to say, whatever you are doing to the brother or sister, you are doing to God. Think about that for a moment. But this also means that whenever you are showing love to the brother or the sister, you are showing love to God. How do you show love to God? Here is the way to do it. Show it to a brother or sister.
你點樣對神表示你嘅愛心？就係對你嘅弟兄姊妹表示你嘅愛心。
When you're giving something to the person, you're giving something to God.
當你俾一啲嘢嗰個弟兄姊妹嘅時候，你就即係俾一啲嘢神。
Now just think further on. How do you please God then?
所以我哋再深入睇下，點樣你係會令神喜悦呢
？How can my life be so lived that I am pleasing to God?
我嘅生命係點樣活法先至能夠令神喜悦呢
？Think about it. From this teaching, we learn the spiritual principle.
在这个的属灵方面的原则上面，我们可以再深想一下这方面。
That's in pleasing a brother or sister, in loving and helping that person, I am pleasing God.
你记住就是当你是帮助他或者令那个弟兄姊妹喜悦的时候，我已经是令到神喜悦了。
But let us consider further this spiritual principle in verse 41, the next verse.
在另外一节里面，我们再看看其他的属灵的教训。
And here it says, he who receives a prophet because he is a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward.
在这里说人因为先知的名接待先知就必得先知所得的赏赐。
And he who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
另外也跟我们说人因为义人的名接待义人就一定必得义人所得的赏赐。
Now, this takes us to another side of this principle.
在这个原则上面也带到我们另外一点。
The first side of the principle I've just mentioned, let us try to remember it carefully in our minds, is that whatever you do to a brother or sister, you are doing to God.
在刚才我已经讲到，我们再讲一次，就是无论你在其他的人身上，其他弟兄姊妹身上做什么，你就等于向神做了。
But what does this verse mean?
而在这节里面跟我们讲什么呢？
How important it is to understand the word of God.
我们要小心，就是明白神的话语是一样很重要的。
Otherwise, we live in error.
如果不是的话，我们在生活在错误之中。
When you go out of the church or when you come into the church, whenever you do not greet a brother or sister in the Lord, what have you done? You have failed to greet the Lord Himself.
譬如話，我哋如果係有弟兄姊妹入嚟嘅時候，我哋唔識得同佢道安嘅時候，我哋都等於唔識得同神道安。
Because He is one with the Lord. Get this deep into your mind.
所以你喺心目中一定要時刻記緊，佢就係同神一齊嘅人。
Do you see how this will determine our whole conduct in relation to one another? How important this is?
所以你要知道呢条属灵嘅原则系点样可以系决定咗我哋同人哋嘅关系系点重要。
Can you see how practical the Lord's teaching is?
你可以睇得出神佢嘅教训系几咁系唔系咁系空泛嘅。
Can you see that the Lord's teaching, when you become a spiritual person, you don't walk in the clouds, you walk very much in practical life on the earth.
就系神佢自己嘅教训，就系当你成为一个属灵嘅人嘅时候，你唔系好似喺云端飘啊飘啊咁，而喺实际嘅生活方面嚟到实用出嚟。
Many people think that the spiritual man becomes very impractical. He is always dreaming. He is always living high up in the thin parts of the air, in the rarefied atmosphere.
好多人以为属灵嘅人就系一啲系差唔多系就咁系唔系实用嘅，一啲系飘啊飘下咁嘅性格方面嘅人。
But the spiritual man is the most practical man.
但事实上，属灵的人反而是一个最实用的人。
Because he understands the spiritual principles of everyday life.
因为他明白到每日生活入边嘅属灵原则。
And so we see how every part of our conduct is being governed by this principle.
所以喺呢方面，我哋要知道，我哋每一个嘅品行、每一个嘅行为，都系俾呢条属灵嘅原则嚟到系管制住。
But we need to come back to this in another aspect in a moment, in connection with verse 42.But again, what does verse 41 mean? What does it mean that if a man receives a prophet because he is a prophet, he shall receive a prophet's reward? Whatever does that mean?
咁究竟呢度係話緊我知咩意思呢？一個人因為先知嘅名嚟到接受先知嘅時候，咁佢就得先知所得嘅賞賜啦。
Very simple，
就好簡單。
To receive a prophet is to share in his reward。
就係當你接受一個先知嘅時候，就係嗰個先知嘅賞賜係同你平分。
What is it? How does it come about that you share his reward when you receive him？
但係點樣咧？當你係接受個先知嘅時候，你點樣能夠分享到佢嘅賞賜咧
？Because you are sharing in his work。
就係你同埋佢，大家一齊分享佢嘅工作。
When you receive a prophet, you are taking part in his work。
就係當你接受一個先知嘅時候，你已經喺佢嘅工作上面有份。
You are taking part in his work by advancing that work。
你喺佢工作上面有份，就因為你係令到個工作更加可以推行。
And we shall see again what that means in a moment too。
當然，一陣我哋都會講及呢方面嘅意義。
But first it says,how carefully the Lord states his statement. He didn't say, if you receive a prophet, you share his reward. He didn't say that.
但你記住，主嘅教訓係每個字都咁重要。佢唔係淨係話你接受一個先知就接受佢嘅賞賜。
He said, if you receive a prophet because he is a prophet. Now that is very important.
主同我哋講話，因為先知嘅名而你接受呢個先知。
You see, you can receive a prophet on quite a number of different grounds, not necessarily because he is a prophet.
所以我哋已經可以睇得到，你可以接受一個先知係用好多其他方面嘅原因理由嚟接受佢。
You can receive a servant of God, not necessarily because he's a servant of God.
譬如你可以接受一個神嘅仆人，你唔使係睇佢係一個神嘅仆人咁眼光睇佢。
Because you may like the kind of person he is.
或者你淨係中意佢咁嘅人咧。
You might like his personality, not because he's a servant of God.
或者你中意佢咁嘅性格，唔係中意佢係神嘅仆人。
You might admire this person. You say, I like the kind of guy he is. Never mind whether he's a servant of God or not. I would like him even if he wasn't a servant of God.
或者你就好中意佢，我中意無論佢係咪神嘅仆人，我都係唔中意佢噶啦。
Which means that now it's no longer clear on which grounds you are receiving him.
所以如果我哋唔講呢方面嘅先知嘅名嘅關係嘅話，我哋就唔知道你要因咩原因嚟接待佢。
So the Lord does not say you, if you receive a servant of God, you will share his reward. No, no.
所以神唔係同我哋講話，你接受一個仆人，你就接受咗佢嘅恩賞賜。
You will only share his reward if you receive him as a servant of God.
你只能夠係當你接受佢係以佢嘅名嘅緣故嚟接受佢嘅時候，你先能夠同佢嘅賞賜有份。
That is very important。
咁就非常之重要一點。
That is, for example, if you receive me, let me make this point perfectly plain. If you receive me and you welcome me and you are willing to be friends with me, that is does not automatically mean that you are going to share my reward.
就譬如好似話，當你接待我嘅時候，就你想同我做朋友啊，同我傾偈嘅時候，咁唔即係話你有得到我嘅賞賜。
You might say, well, I find this guy is not too bad. You see, you can have quite an interesting conversation with him.
或者你係覺得啊，呢個人都唔錯啊，同我傾下偈都好。
Or else, he may be quite a queer guy, but I like his personality all the same.
或者你係覺得啊，佢都係有啲特別，但係我都幾中意佢性格。
On that grounds, any non-Christian is willing to accept me.
但係喺咁嘅原因之下，係好多嘅基督徒，好多非基督徒都願意接受我。
But a non-Christian, while he may accept my personality and like me as such, he will not necessarily accept me as a servant of God.
但係一個非基督徒，無論佢接唔接受我，因為我性格嘅原因，但係佢唔會係咁樣嘅原因決定咗佢，因為我係神嘅仆人嘅緣故嚟接受我。
Now you can see how carefully the Lord makes his statement.
所以你喺度睇得到神佢自己所講嘅佛話語嘅時候係幾深。
That is to say, because on the day of judgment, nobody is going to say, well, you see, this man, Eric Chang, came to my house and I gave him a meal, so I should share in his reward. I must not be going to hell.
所以在審判的時候你不能說這個什麼張希和來到我家裡裡面我給他給他飯他吃我接受他的恩賜賞賜了。
Oh, that will not work.
這樣就不行。
Because only if he has accepted me into his house as a man of God, then the situation is different.
以後是當你因為我是神的仆人的時候而接受我的時候，那個時候才是有神。
But notice that when he accepts me not just as I am, but as a servant of God, he has received also Christ. He has also welcomed Christ.
所以你們要明白的就是當他接受我的時候，而不是以我自己的性格，而是因為我是神的仆人他接受我，他也等於是接受了基督。
For he would not receive me as a servant of God unless he also is willing to receive God.
因為原因就是如果他不是接受神的話，他怎會接受神的仆人？
Because if a person is opposed to Christ, he will be opposed to me too, as a servant of God.
如果一個人是反對神的話，當然一定也都反對我，因為我是神的仆人。
But only if he is willing to receive Christ is he also willing to receive me.
所以只有当他是愿意接受基督的时候，他才会愿意接受我。
That is, receive me as a servant of Christ.
就即系喺我系神嘅仆人呢个名字之下嚟接受我。
And not just because he likes my personality or whatever it is.
而唔系因为佢喜欢我性格或者乜嘢。
This shows how careful then it is that the Lord has worded it, and it connects exactly with the last point I made, our attitude to one another.
所以亦都系同我头先所讲嘅系有好密切嘅关系，就系关系到我同其他人嘅关系。
For it is obvious that no one will receive a servant of God as such unless he is also himself a child of God or someone who is willing to become a child of God.
所以我哋要知道就系每一个人佢自己本身如果唔系神嘅儿女或者唔想做神嘅儿女嘅话，佢系愿意接受神嘅儿女。
And the next statement, he who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
另外一节下半段我哋都睇到人因为义人嘅名接待义人，必得义人所得嘅赏赐。
Now, what is a righteous man in the Lord's teaching?
咁喺主耶稣基督教训入边，义人系点解
？Well, clearly he is distinguished from a prophet. He is not a prophet. He is not a servant of God in that sense.
喺度我哋睇得到义人同埋先知系有一个嘅分野，就系佢唔系讲预言嗰方面嘅。
But the righteous man in the Lord's teaching is always the person who is a true disciple.
喺义人喺神嘅教训入边，就系好多时都系对住嗰啲系真真正正嘅门徒嚟讲。
And of course, a true disciple is such because he has faith in Christ.
当然一个真正的门徒就是因为他在主里面是有一个信心。
For nobody would take up the cross who does not have faith, that is for sure.
但我们可以很肯定地说，就是一个如果他没有信心的人，他不愿意背起十字架。
But unless you take up the cross, you can never be righteous, because your sin is still with you. The cross, you have not yet been crucified with Christ.
但你要记住，除非你是背起这个十字架的话，你是不能够成为一个义人。
And so we see in this second point then,the point that we saw is that as we receive this prophet for what he is, you will share in his work.
在这里第二点我们所说的就是你接待这个义人，因为他的名义接待他，你一定是分享到他的赏赐。
This is a principle I would like you to think about for another moment.
这个也是另外一个属灵的原则，是想大家一起研究的。
The opposite is also true. If you receive a false prophet, you also share in his work.
在反面那方面我们也可以说，就是当你接受一个是假的先知的时候，你都在他的赏赐方面是有份的。
This point is in fact mentioned specifically in black and white in the second letter of John verses 10 and 11.
就是好像在约翰二书第十至十一节也跟我们讲到，就是同一个这样的属灵原理。
There it says, the apostle John says, if a false teacher comes to your house, don't let him in.
就是约翰二书那里跟我们讲到说，当一个假先知来到你的时候，你是不要让他进你的屋里面。
Don't extend to him even a greeting.
就算是对他问安都不可以。
We say, well, surely you can at least say hello. It's a matter of politeness. We Chinese are very polite.
或者我们说，我们中国人是很有礼貌的，跟他说声 hello, 那没什么紧要啦。
Now again, notice how important this is to understand.
但我们要小心在这方面是要很谨慎。
Supposing you're walking on the street outside your house, or just coming out of your house.
或者譬如你在屋企入边啱啱行出嚟
，and this person comes to you and you know who he is and you greet him。
呢个人嚟到你嘅面前，而你亦都知道佢系边一类嘅人，但系你咧就系向佢道安。
And somebody else standing by noticed that you greet that person。
但喺其他方面，有其他嘅人望到，知道你系对佢系道安。
Does it not immediately occur to that person that you are somehow friends with that false teacher？
但在那个人所看到的人的心目中里面，是不是会觉得你们两个是有一个差不多的朋友的关系呢？
And so immediately if that false teacher goes to the neighbor,
就譬如那个伪的先知是去到其他的你的邻舍里面来说，
They might think that this teacher teaches the truth because they don't know what is right and wrong, but they say you greeted that person, so that person must be okay, have some connection with that person.
而那些不知道的人听到他所讲的，就以为他所讲的都是真理了，因为他见到你跟他打招呼了，当然没错了。
And so here it says, you share in his work, as the Apostle John says, and you share in his guilt as a result of that.
所以在这里我们看到，你不只是分享到他的工作，你也分享到他的罪。
This shows how important it is to understand this receiving or rejecting.
所以在这里我们看到是一个接受和一个反对是多么重要的事。
But on the positive side, think of this. You want to do something for God?
而在正面方面我们看呢，怎么看呢？
You can begin by receiving God's servants.
如果你是想为神做一些事，你可以开始就是为神的仆人做一些事。
You think about that.
你小心想想这方面。
What does receive mean?
接受是怎么解呢？
In the same verse in the second letter of John that I just quoted, One of this, what it does mean is you receive that person into your house. That is, you welcome that person.
在我剛才所說的,在約翰二書裡面也有講到,就是當你接受一個人進你的屋裡面。
What does it mean to receive a person into your home?
你接受一個人進你的屋裡面為什麼呢?
Well, in those days, of course, you didn't just come in. That meant that that person, this prophet who usually traveled around, would stay with you while he was in town.
在當時的情形,就這樣請一個人回家,不是就這樣請一請一請,而是他當他在這個城市裡居住的時候,他一路停留在這個屋裡面居住。
This means that you are looking after his physical needs.
就是你已經是照顧到他肉體方面的需要。
Now, as you look back over Matthew 10, you will remember how when the Lord sent out his disciples, he says, whoever receives you, you stay with them. That is, you live with them, and what they put in front of you, you eat it.
譬如你看回馬太福音第十章以前所說過的,就是無論哪一個接待你的,你都進去與他一起住,無論他給什麼你吃,你都吃。
Now we understand what it means to receive a prophet. That is, you help him in his material needs, providing him with somewhere to stay, with food to eat, and so forth.
所以我們知道接待一個先知是什麼意思,就是無論他肉體方面有什麼需要,你都要顧及他。
And no wonder you become, you have a share in his work.
當然在這樣的情形之下,不會奇怪,你覺得是你在工作上有份。
No wonder then, that you will receive reward.
當然在這樣的情形之下,他的賞賜也會有一部分給你。
Now that is very precious for us to understand.
而在這方面我們所學到的是非常寶貴。
This means to say that though you may not yourself be a prophet,
譬如說,如果你自己本身不是一個先知,
you do not have the gift of teaching or preaching.
或者你是沒有一種是教導或者是傳講福音的恩賜,
but you can still have a share in God's work, in the prophet's work.
但是你也可以在神的事工上有份,
by helping that prophet. That prophet, if he were back in his own job, could also be making a good living.
或者這個先知,如果他是放棄傳道的話,回到自己的工作上,也可能保有一個好的生活。
But now he is called for by God, he is preaching God's word at great cost to himself. He is carrying the cross. Now you can have a share in that work. I find that many Christians do not have not learned in this matter of sharing in God's work. And so they do not receive the reward.
而這樣的原因之下,他們就不能夠分享那個賞賜。
But let us come to the last verse of these three verses.
我們現在再看第三節最後一節。
The Lord Jesus says, and whoever gives to one of these little ones, even a cup of cold water, because he is a disciple, notice that, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward.
在這裡,第42節跟我們說,無論何人,因為門徒的名,我們正在看著這裡,因為門徒的名, 只把一杯涼水給這小子裡的一個喝,我實在告訴你們,這人不能不得賞賜。
Now clearly to understand this, we have to ask, what does it mean suddenly by these words, these little ones, what little ones?
我們也要看一看這裡究竟說,這小子是指著什麼?
That is very important to understand.
在這方面是非常重要,我們明白。
The Lord Jesus very often uses this expression, little ones.
耶穌基督他很多時都用這個詞句說,這小子。
What does it mean? Does it mean children?
那這小子是什麼意思呢?是不是指兒童呢?
Well, there are no children talked about in this verse, so where suddenly children pop up from?
而在這幾次裡面都沒有講及兒童,所以都不會講及兒童的事。
So what then are these little ones that you give a cup of cold water to?
所以究竟這個小子,你給一杯水去喝是什麼意思?
Well, the word little, as it is used in the original, in the Greek, is it can mean several things.
在原來的希臘文裡面,這個小的字是有幾個?
It can refer to several things, I should say.
它是可以代表了幾件事?
First, it can refer to the littleness, the smallness of stature of a person.
或者它可以指及一個人的身量,他自己的高矮的大小。
And so in Luke chapter 19 and verse 3, it is said that Zacchaeus was a little one. Means he was short.
所以在路加福音第十九章第三節那裡跟我們說及這方面,是用小來代表一個人的身量。
Of course he was no child, he was a tax collector, no children become tax collectors.
而他因為是一個收稅的人,他也是沒有子女。
Secondly, it refers to small of age.
小,也在第二個意思,是代表了一個人的年歲的小。
So in this case, it could refer to children who are young.
所以在這方面也可以講及一個兒童,因為他年紀是小。
But remarkably, in the New Testament, I cannot find any examples of this as definitely used of a child.
但係喺真理入邊，我都冇發現到一啲小事係代表咗一個講及年歲嘅小。
It could be that some examples of this could be found in Greek classical literature, but I can't find a clear example of this in the New Testament.
可能喺希臘文嗰方面嘅文學方面係有咁嘅講及，但喺聖經入邊就冇講及。
And thirdly, it refers to those who are little of esteem, that is of importance.
在第三的所提及的呢，就是一个小事可以代表到一个人他自己看自己很低。
A person who has no great importance.
第一个人他是在社会上没有什么重要地位。
So that we find that of these three, the only one that fits clearly is not referring to if you give a cup of cold water to somebody who is short.That you will get a reward. There's nothing to do with the height and shortness of a person.
So here, we know, 即係當你俾一杯水唔係俾一杯好矮嘅人，俾一杯水俾一個好矮嘅人飲，咁你係有一個賞賜啦。
Otherwise, there might be some special virtue in giving to short people. I have to look for the shortest one and make sure I give him a cup of water so I can get my reward.
如果唔係，你又周圍變咗揾邊個最矮嘅啦，俾水佢飲。
Nor has it got anything to do with age in this passage, whether he is young or old. It has to do with his social standing. Whether he is a person, these little ones, people who are insignificant. Now then, in this coming back to this passage, who then are these little ones?
咁我哋翻翻去呢段嘅经文入边睇下，咁究竟边个系呢啲所谓嘅小子
？These are the little ones who believe in Jesus。
而呢啲就系嗰啲信神、信耶稣基督嘅小子。
Matthew 18 verse 6 has exactly those words: the little ones who believe in me。
喺马太福音第十八章第六节嗰度亦都有同一个咁嘅讲及，就系呢啲咁嘅小子，嗰啲系信我嘅小子。
Many Sunday school teachers, and perhaps even a few commentaries have made the mistake of thinking that this refers to little children.
有很多嘅解經學家都係有咗同一錯誤，就係話啲小子係指一啲嬰兒童。
The Lord Jesus did begin that passage by talking about a little child.
當然，耶穌基督喺嗰段嘅經文開始嘅時候，有講及呢啲嘅兒童。
But what the teachers often have overlooked is that at verse 5, the meaning has already changed, and the picture of the child has switched to the picture of the disciple.